Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of PhD Dividend Beyond the Lab. My name is Alfonso, and I'm attending the University of Bologna as PhD student with a specific research project, telemedicine, technological innovation, and the future of healthcare.
Today, we'll explore the fascinating world of data management and telemedicine. So, let's begin. I would like to talk to you about a crucial and fascinating topic, telemedicine, a revolution in the healthcare sector that is redefining the concept of medical assistance. Telemedicine, envisioned as early as the early 1900s, has become an established reality thanks to technological advancement. From the first experiments, such as transmitting electrocardiograms via telephone to the most advanced remote monitoring systems, this field has demonstrated immense potential to improve the quality and accessibility of care. During the COVID-19 pandemic, telemedicine took center stage, ensuring continuity of care while minimizing the risk of infections. It served as a providing ground that accelerated the spread of these technologies and highlighted their positive impact on this resilience of the healthcare system. A fundamental aspect of telemedicine is its ability to bridge geographical disparities. Technology enables the provision of remote care in areas that are remote or difficult to reach. This translates into tangible benefits for chronic and non-self-sufficient patients, improving their quality of life and reducing costs associated with travels. Despite its advantages, telemedicine presents some challenges, of course, ensuring that the data privacy or communication security is a top priority, as is the importance of adequately training healthcare personnel to use these new technologies. Additionally, we must address resistance to change among professionals and patients, building trust in these tools. Privacy remains one of the cornerstones of telemedicine. The sensitive nature of health data requires robust measures to ensure that patient information is not only securely transmitted, but also protected from unauthorized access. This involves implementing end-to-end encryptions and adhering to restricting data protection regulation like GDPR in Europe or HAPAA in the United States, building a culture of trust around data holding is crucial to the success of telemedicine initiatives. Another essential aspect is patient consent. Individuals must have a clear understanding of their data will be used and stored. Transparent communication about privacy policies and the rights of patient to access, modify, or delete their information ensures a cooperative and secure environment for digital healthcare solutions. Liability is another critical issue in telemedicine. The question of responsibility in cases of misdiagnosis or technical failures remain a complex challenge. Both healthcare providers and technology developers must establish clear protocols to address accountability, ensuring that telemedicine service meets rigorous clinical and technical standards is the key to minimizing risks and building patient confidence. In Italy, for example, the National Recovery and Resilience Plan, as known as PNRR, has allocated significant resources to development of telemedicine. Key objectives include the implementation of integrated and interoperable platforms and the enhancement of home care for the 10% of the population over 65 with the chronic conditions by 2026. So if we are looking to the future, telemedicine is not only an opportunity to improve efficiency of the healthcare system, but also means to humanize care, bringing the closer to patients and their families. So investing in innovative technologies such as AI or the Internet of Things, IoT, is essential to make telemedicine increasingly effective and inclusive. So in conclusion, telemedicine is not just a technological support, but a fundamental pillar for the future of healthcare. It's our responsibility as a society to embrace this evolution with awareness, responsibility, and ambition. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. I'm Rushan Salimbhat, a second-year PhD student researching in natural language processing at the Department of Biomedical and Neurosciences, University of Bologna. Today, I want to share an exciting project proposal that aims to bridge the gap between complex legal frameworks and public understanding, particularly in the realm of data protection and AI systems. In our digital age, understanding data protection laws has become increasingly challenging. The interaction between AI systems and personal data creates complex legal scenarios that affect both professionals and citizens. This complexity has inspired my proposal to develop a specialized retrieval augmented generation system that would serve as a bridge between legal expertise and public accessibility. Let me outline how the proposed system would work. At its core, it would be an intelligent assistant designed to analyze legal documents, regulations, and precedents to provide targeted insights. For lawyers, it would streamline the process of identifying relevant laws for client protection or compliance assessment. For the citizens, it would translate complex legal requirements into clear, actionable information about their rights and responsibilities. The system's innovation would lie in its dual-purpose design. When a lawyer inputs the case details, the system should provide comprehensive analysis of applicable laws and potential precedents. For the public, it would offer simplified explanations of rights and obligations in various scenarios involving personal data and AI systems. This dual approach would ensure that the legal knowledge becomes more accessible while maintaining professional-grade accuracy. Developing such a system would present unique challenges that would be carefully considered. The system would need to navigate the requirements of the European Union's General Data Protection Regulation, which is also called GDPR. I envision implementing privacy by design principles, including data minimization and purpose limitation. The system would need sophisticated safeguards like data encryption and anonymization techniques and secure access controls to protect user privacy. The European Union AI Act would add another layer of compliance requirements to consider. The proposed system would need to maintain transparency about its capabilities and limitations while ensuring human oversight. I am particularly interested in developing methods to provide clear explanations on how the system would reach its conclusions and what data it would use in processing. International data transfers would present additional challenges to address. As legal knowledge crosses borders, the system would need to ensure compliance with various international frameworks. This would include implementing appropriate transfer mechanisms and safeguards as required by Chapter 5 of GDPR while maintaining consistent data protection standards across jurisdictions. The potential impact of this proposed system could extend beyond individual use cases. By making legal knowledge more accessible, we wouldn't just be creating a tool. We would be democratizing access to justice. This could significantly reduce barriers that often prevent people from understanding and asserting their rights in the digital age. Looking ahead, such a system could transform how we approach legal compliance and rights in the era of AI. It could help identify problems in legal violations, support policy development, and contribute to more effective law enforcement. As AI systems become more prevalent in our daily lives, understanding and protecting our rights become more increasingly crucial. As I develop this proposal, I would greatly value input from legal professionals, technologists, and interested citizens. Your perspectives would be invaluable in shaping that system's design and ensuring it would serve its intended purpose effectively while maintaining the highest standards of legal compliance and ethical operations. Thank you for listening to my proposal. I believe that together we can work toward making legal knowledge more accessible and empowering everyone to better understanding and protect their rights in our digital world.
Thank you, Roshan, for your contribution. Hello, everyone. I'm Lorenzo Gasparini, PhD student, and today I will talk to you about the use of artificial intelligence in healthcare with a focus on legal aspects. Artificial intelligence is profoundly transforming the healthcare sector by improving diagnosis, treatment, and patient management. By analyzing large amounts of data in a short time, AI can identify patterns that escape the human eyes, helping to diagnose disease early and make personalized therapies more effective. AI-based tools are already being used to interpret diagnostic images, analyze genetic data, and manage electronic health records. However, the adoption of these technologies raises legal and ethical issues. One of the main concerns is liability. If a diagnostic or therapeutic error occurs due to an algorithm, who is responsible? Is it the software manufacturer, the hospital using it, or the doctor? Current laws are not always clear on this point, creating great errors that require specific regulatory intervention. AI in healthcare relies on sensitive data, requiring high level of security to prevent privacy breaches. In Europe, the General Data Protection Regulation, it's also called GDPR, imposes strict standards, but balancing innovation with patients' rights remains today a challenge. There are also questions about transparency and fairness. Algorithms must be designed to be impartial and to avoid discrimination, reducing the risk that biases in training data lead to disparities in treatment. Many countries are working on specific regulations. The European Union, for example, has introduced an AI legislation framework that promotes safety, transparency, and accountability, with particular attention to high-risk sectors such as healthcare. In summary, AI offers great opportunities for the healthcare sector, but it must be implemented with caution. It is essential to develop a clear and robust regulatory framework to protect patients' rights and ensure fairness and safety in care. Only in this way can AI reach its full potential, contributing to a more efficient healthcare system. Moreover, the European Union's Artificial Intelligence Regulation, AI Act, marking an important step in global AI regulation. These regulations adopt a risk-based approach, classifying AI systems into unacceptable risk system, high risk system, and the limited and minimal risk system. Violation can result in fines of up to 35 million euros, or 7% of previous year's global annual turnover, whichever is higher. Member states have until August 2, 2025 to create national authorities responsible for enforcing the rules. The AI Act aims to promote the development of safe and reliable AI system within the European single market, protecting fundamental rights and the safety of citizens. And with that, we conclude today's episode. Thank you for joining us and stay tuned for more episodes of PhD DB and Beyond the Lab. Until next time. Bye-bye.